Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It is 19 to 11, hand from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlson's with us. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sean. I tell you what, I was walking around the city yesterday, late yesterday afternoon. Who do I run into? Simone Fisher. I said, what are you doing in Sydney? She was off to see The Cure at the Opera House. So I wonder what the poor people are doing there.
Exactly, Cossie. Yeah. She's from Greyhound Racing in Victoria.
Yeah, too right. She was up in Sydney to see that amazing band. So, yeah, so got an action-packed show for you this morning, Cos, and we're going to go from the city to the country.
Righto, Dubbo Gold Cup of the weekend. The locals laugh, the visitors can please themselves, and you've got the winning trainer on the line.
That's right. The losers can always please themselves. And I tell you what, I got Shane Stiff on the phone. Shane and his partner, Charmaine Roberts, with a toast of the central part of New South Wales on Sunday night when Caitlin Keeping took out the $10,000 to the winner, Dubbo Gold Cup. Stiffy, good morning. She's won at Weddy, she's won at Maitland, she's won at Sandown, Bathurst and Lithgow. But nothing must be better than winning your hometown's feature.
Oh, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Cozzy and all listeners. Yeah, Sunday afternoon was a great thrill. As I said, there's nothing better than winning your hometown cup and feature races. Winning any race at Dubbo is good. I mean, there's a few races. The Blacktop that she won was outstanding because that was our first Group 1 as own and training ourselves. But certainly Sunday was a great afternoon, great night.
Yeah, well, the win took a prize money tally over 100,000. 49 starts. She has 20 wins, 14 placings. And from box five, she just pinged out. I backed her. She thrashed her rivals by 8.25 lengths. Double Up D was second. Irinka Lizzie for Ray Smith was third. Ray, of course, trained the defending champion Little Digger out of the eight. And look, once she's in front, it takes a pretty good dog to run her down, Shane.
Oh, Dave, the hard 500s do test her out. She's probably only about a 4,9500 metre bitch now. We were a little bit worried during the week. We actually went down to our vet and got a full blood test because she's not finding the line. But it wasn't a matter of not finding the line. She's just had some real good dogs up her ass the last few starts and they're blowing her away. But, I mean, any big race and any final, doesn't matter if you're Dubbo or Lithgow or the Meadows or Sandown, you've got to be on leaders and that is her forte, leading race.
Yeah. Well, Dubbo was a second country cup in as many months. She won the Bathurst Cup in February with Double Up D also in second place. But, Shane, she's mixed it with the best. She beat the Group 1 Dapto Megastar champ Sipping Taylor in the Blacktop at the Gardens, as you mentioned, last year. And she was only nabbed late, as you say, just that final part of the, say, the 520 metres. She was only nabbed late by Black Opium in a heat of the Golden Easter Egg this year.
Yeah. She made the other big final at Wentworth Park earlier in the year too, but fell over at the first turn.
Yeah.
For us, she's been a great little bitch. And the whole line from we had the mother and the grandmother and the great-grandmother, and the funny thing about it is the line actually did start from Bill and Peg Millers from Mullion Creek, and the other feature on Sunday was the Bill and Peg Miller final that we happened to win with another dog we acquired. But no, it was real good, but yeah, we actually just nominated, Charmaine just nominated her and a couple others for Albion Park on Thursday night. So I hope Luke Gatehouse and the boys look after us up there on Thursday because they've got all the big races coming up there. And I've just had Troy Harley on the phone pitching up for Bendigo. So the problem is there's big races on every day, every week for owners and trainers all around. You know, for greyhounds, it's such a great sport and going in such great positives at the moment. And I mean, when you get a couple of handy dogs and a good team, you could be any part of the country, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Shane, you mentioned just a second ago the Peg and Bill Miller Memorial, which was the other feature at Dubbo on Sunday night. And your greyhound, Don't Mind Me, went within a length of the track record, clocking 29 and 34. She's a daughter of Barsha Bale and Funky Punk. She's won 3 of 8. All those three wins have been at Dubbo. But she's only very lightly raced. Has she had any problems before, Shane?
He's a dog, Dave. He's only a little dog, 31.8 or something. But he had 4 or 5 different trainers in Sydney before we got him. And a mate of mine, Sam Coochie's Jingles, his mate actually owned him. And it's a long, long story. He passed away and his daughter had him. Megan Harrison said, they've all sacked him. Would you just, he can fly in trials, but would you have a go with him? And he does bark and he does play up and he was a bit of a head case. So we brought him home, and to be quite honest, the first week he was at home, Charmaine and Fiona and Angela, the girls, they all thought I was a goose, you know. He took a lot of work to get going, but he turned the corner, and he's just one of them dogs, like they hemorrhage when we say, you know, we gallop him every day. He has a 400, 500, sometimes he has a 1,200 metres every day, but he's highly strung, and you just got to work the legs off him, and then he goes in his kennel and sleeps and doesn't bark, and it's clicked with him. So what we're doing, we just keep doing, and as I said, at Dubbo, I've seen some very, very, very good dogs here at Dubbo over my time, and the Bill and Peg Miller, like dogs like last year, Midnight Drama of David Pringle's won it and went the record, and he went a nose off it. And Miss Splendor Mirror got beat the year before in the final. It's a real, real, real good young dog's upcoming race. 0-2, 500 metres, 10,000 the winner. It'll be a great race to get it up to 20 or 30,000 over the next few years for the Dubbo Club. But he went good, and we just got to hope he keeps going. You know, that's what we're hoping. He could be a nice, nice dog if he does keep going.
Shane, you and Charmaine also have a very successful breeding and rearing set up at your Dubbo base, and you're also the president of the Dubbo Club. I mean, life's pretty busy. I mean, yesterday you were at Bathurst Greyhound Races, and it looked like it was snowing there.
It was snowing, Dave. Don't worry about that. It was freezing. We normally stop at Molong to give the dogs a pee on the way down, and they were rugged and had the air conditioner on in the trailer, and we had the other two racing in the Vito van, and mate, we didn't want to get out. We kept driving the lift to Bathurst. I think it was zero at Molong, and it was 2 to 3 degrees when we got to Bathurst. But that's, you have dogs, that's what you got to do. And there's a couple of nice little ones of yours walking around the yard at the moment. We're just about to move them today from the medium yard to the big yard.
Out of Motel Girl, who I own with George Carews and Terry Hill, and by an American sire now. I'm trying to work out how to pronounce it again. Is it S.E. Mahai?
S.E. Sundance.
What is it again?
S.E. Talia Sundance.
A son of KC and all.
Yeah. Very, very good dog in America, and especially at Southlands Park, which is their premier track, they tell me. And as I said, we're all chasing that KC and all blood in Australia now, because it's very, very potent. Like when you watch dogs like Orson Allen racing in Melbourne and all of that, and the dogs he has thrown, KC and all, it's not too bad a bloodline.
Yeah, good stuff, Shane. Well, look, thanks for looking after the pups. That's Motel Girl's second litter. The first litter, I got one pup out of it, and he's down with Anthony as a party, Barsha Bale out of Motel Girl. And Motel Girl, of course, a full sister to 30 Talks. So we're just hoping for a bit of success. But, Shane, thanks for looking after him, and congratulations again to you and Charmaine on the weekend success, mate. Continue. Good luck in Brizzy, and thanks very much for being a guest on Going Greyhounds.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Cos. And I said a big thanks to Charmaine and Fiona and Angela, and I mean, there's a few other my young blokes come and help, and Dylan and that. Like, as I said, we could be here, there, or anywhere, and I don't think there's any greyhound establishment breeding, rearing, or training that one person does it. You know, where everyone can be any part of the state at any one time, whether you're not going to vet, you're going to trials or races. So, to get the rewards and the wins, and this is especially here at Dubbo, a club that's going from strength to strength, and hopefully we've got some more announcements in the next few weeks on another big and major race coming up at Dubbo anyway. Group 3, by the look of it.
Group 3, that's fantastic, Shane. That's really, really good, mate. Good on you. Well, thanks again for joining us, and I'll catch up with you soon.
See you soon, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Shane. Cozzy, Shane Stiff.
Yeah. There he is. Now, as you said, it was pretty cool at Bathurst yesterday. A few trainers notched doubles, though.
Yeah, they did. Congratulations to Tanya Tappett. Tanya trained Irondale Romeo and Irondale Lima to victory. Darren Wart got a double two with Minnesota Miss. And Minnesota Miss was one of our tips yesterday, paid $5. Lucky Whip, who else was it? Minnesota Miss, Lucky Whip, and Darren Sultana also got a brace with Secret of Ours and Burst On. So well done to Darren, or to both Darrens and Tanya. At Grafton last night, Jacob Northfield trained a treble. Jake got Jimmy Stinson, Kingsbray Deb to get the chocolates. and also Kingsbury Maria. So two Kingsburys and Jimmy Stinson. Garnet Robertson scored a double with Cranworth and Ruby Ridge. Wallet Nowra, armour repeater for Glenn Bayo, took out Heat One of the Tony McDonald Memorial. And Silver Heels for Stephen Fitch won Heat Number Two, Cods.
Now, Bathurst has got its own ground at Option Day next weekend.
You bet, Sean. Bathurst from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. this coming Saturday at the Bathurst Greyhound Club in Upfold Street. Around 25 greyhounds are hoping to go to Forever Homes. And the Greyhounds as Pets website has all the details. gapnsw.com.au. I'll have Greyhound Racing New South Wales CEO Tony Mestrov on the show later this week to tell us more, Sean.
All right. It wasn't good to hear Sally Pearson this morning talking with Hoss. She just loves the doggies, loves the greyhounds.
Isn't it fantastic? And I tell you what, they both can run pretty well.
Yeah, I reckon. And in the old days, they used to go over the hurdles to the dogs. Remember the brooms?
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Fantastic. Now, have you got a winner for today?
Well, let's hope so, Sean. There's a one-day meeting and two night meetings in New South Wales today. Goulburn kicks off at lunchtime at 12:04, and the best bet is in race 9, number 2, Knockabout. Race 9, number 2, Knockabout. Best value, race 7, number 4, Ides of Jabrina. Race 7, number 4, Lismore begins at 6:47 tonight. The best bet there, race 1, number 6, Axel Whelan. Oh, it'll be hard to beat. Race 1, number 6. Best value comes up in race 10. Number 4, Medellin Lad, race 10, number 4. While Gosford races from 6:54 tonight, best bet there, race 6, number 5, Scorched. Very smart greyhound from the Jason Magri kennel. Race 6, number 5. While the value bet comes up in race 5, number 4, Mapunga Rain. Cos?
Good on your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Cosy.
Dave Carlson, Greyhound Racing New South Wales, 7 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.